This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. Kent State and Akron are among the 12 teams competing in the Men's Mid-American Conference basketball tournament this week. The winner from each conference gets an automatic bid to the NCAA's March Madness. Other teams can receive at-large bids, but the MAC hasn't received one of those since 1999. Terry, why was that Miami of Ohio team the last one to get an invite to the Big Dance?
They had a player named Wally Zerbiak, who was at that point was just a sensational scorer. He was a projected first-round pick, and the NCAA wanted him in the tournament. So it's been 20 years since they've had a team since then picked at large. So like Keith Danbrot, who was coaching at Akron U and have these tremendous regular seasons, and they'd win it, and then they lose in the finals of the MAC tournament, and they wouldn't go. In fact, Danbrot became so frustrated, finally, he took a job at Duquesne 2 years ago. So it's been a difficult situation for all these schools, but something could be changing.
That's because the MAC now has a team that's actually ranked in the top 25 and is expected to maybe, if they don't win, get that at-large bid.
Exactly. It's Buffalo, of all places, who seemingly came out of nowhere in basketball because for a while Kent was a power, Akron was good, Ohio was good. You rarely talked about Buffalo being that good in basketball. But in 2014, they had a coach named Bobby Hurley, and he was a star at Duke, and then played briefly in the NBA, and then became a college coach. Well, he went to Buffalo. He was 19-10 his first year. Second year, they were 23-10, and then they went to the NCAA tournament. And then we figured, well, that would be the end of Buffalo. But what happened is they promoted his assistant, a guy named Nate Oates, and Oates was a top high school coach in Detroit. It took a couple years, but last year Buffalo goes 27-9. They upset Arizona in the first round. In other words, they were great in the MAC regular season, won the tournament. And this year, now going in the tournament, they're 28-3. And people, you know, who pay attention to this say, even if they lose in the first round, they're in the NCAA tournament. And that's great news for the MAC.
Because there's just no sizzle in the MAC. Nobody's really paying attention to these teams.
Exactly. You need a reason to watch. Now, sometimes you also need to get lucky. Buffalo's top player is a guy named C.J. Massenburg. Massenburg's out of Dallas. He only had one other offer, Prairie View A&M. So in other words, what you have here is a chance to have a player drafted. You have a super program, and that raises the profile of the league.
I know that fans around here are waiting for Akron and Kent State to really start making a big splash. We're still waiting.
It's like Akron was on the edge of that with Keith Danbrot there. You know, since Keith left the last 2 years ago, they've stepped back. Kent, again, had been close. They went to the Elite Eight in 2002, and it seemed like maybe they could become that program, but whether some people argue the school didn't put enough resources in it, whatever it was, they would make the NCAA periodically, but they never, like, took off. Now, this year, they're 22-9, and that is their best record since 2010. It would be nice to see, and maybe if Buffalo does it, maybe a Kent could do it or whatnot. Meanwhile, on the women's side, they have some really nice programs, but they haven't been able to get this super program going. And sometimes, too, maybe you look at that, if you're an athletic director, going, let's really look hard. How did Buffalo do this? And I know they put more money in a recruiting budget. And by the way, you know, we talk about this all the time. If you're going to throw money in the athletic department, the MAC, you're much better off doing it in basketball than football.
And why is that?
It's just cheaper. You know, you get into the NCAA tournament. You know, you don't have this in football where some small school gets a chance to knock off a big school. Alabama's not going to be playing, you know, the MAC champion in any sort of NCAA playoffs. But in basketball, you got a shot. Like you said, you just need a little sizzle. You need something else to happen.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. In the MAC tournament, Akron faces Buffalo in the quarterfinals at the Q tomorrow at noon, followed by Kent State against Central Michigan at 2:30. On the women's side, Kent State plays Buffalo in the quarterfinals today at 2:30.